السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Apologies for that. You know, at least some places they make you wear headphones, but at least here it's a mic. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Qala tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب ربنا وطبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن سنتي وقال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, asatiza, respected elders, brothers in Islam. Alhamdulillah, today is a national Jumu'ah campaign. Throughout South Africa, there are many masajids which are discussing the same topic, and that is whether our marriages are places of domestic peace or hidden strife. This has been motivated by one of our senior mashayikh and ulama in Durban, who has requested that this become a national Jumu'ah theme and this be highlighted in the communities. Now, there are many ulama who individually deal with marital problems. There are madrasas that deal with marital problems. And then we get organizations that deal with marital problems, like the Jamiatul Ulama, for example. And that gives you a window into the community as to what is happening in our society and what is happening within our marriages. The problems, we all are aware, or most of us are aware of what the problems in marriages are today. But for every problem, we need to look for solutions. And the only solutions are found in the Quran Sharif, in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those are the solutions for us, and they will remain like this till the day of Qiyamah. They will never change. So, this theme, alhamdulillah, not only is it national, but certain countries overseas also, in the UK, Canada, Australia, they're also speaking on the same theme, that our marriages are places of strife or domestic peace, and how can we make them places of domestic peace, tranquility. Now, if we go to see the object of nikah itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear, and we have heard this so many times in the nikah bayans, etc., the whole object and the purpose of nikah, that وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Now, there are many ulama here. So it's also intimidating to speak among so many ulama. But nonetheless, the whole purpose and objective of nikah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear, that لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that we dwell in tranquility with our spouses, husband and wife. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who puts that love, affection, affinity between husband. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that mercy between husband and wife. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Indeed, in this the who reflect. Marriage may seem very illogical, that two people who are to each other. They have no relationship with each other. Sometimes they are from different backgrounds, different upbringings, different countries, different continents, different racial backgrounds, ethnicities. But marriage is something so unique that when they become husband and wife, then there is nothing to describe such a relationship. هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. That you are their garments, they are garments unto you as well. So this is the object and the purpose of marriage. Now to break down and to understand what is causing problems in our marriages. So in the last year, we did an analysis at the Jamiat office in the year 2024. And we wanted to break down as to what actually are the problems. And the previous year statistics I'll share with you as well in terms of profiling cases that come to us. Remember that this is perhaps one of the busiest departments in the Jamiatul Ulama office, the marital social department. It's inundated with problems, with queries. There's a backlog. Even the people who are serving, they can't cope sometimes with the number of cases that come through. So many a times it's referred to senior ulama to handle certain cases as well. Going back years ago, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah, he passed away in the year 2011. So just going back, that sometimes when there was an overload of cases, so it was very easy to just send them up the road to Hazrat Maulana's office there, just send them there, they'd go there and Maulana will deal with your issues. Till one day Hazrat Maulana mentioned that please do not send any more people to me. I'm talking about pre-2011. And he says, the truth is that I've currently got on my desk here, I've got 36 files of marital problems on my desk. I can't cope. And we know that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali spent his entire life in community issues, community upliftment. We know him as a Sheikh Kamil. But how many of us know his actual contribution to the society? That how much of time he spent giving to the community? One is an alim teaching in a madrasa. He's teaching tafsir, he's teaching hadith, mashallah. That's sublime, that's great. That's very lofty. But one is a person, he's serving the community on the ground. Day and night he's serving the community, dealing with social issues, dealing with social problems, patching people's marriages up. And our marriages, the health of our marriages as a society gives us an insight into the health of our society. Now many years ago, in the United States, in the time of Clinton, he wasn't a very moral person, but just to understand that he got the best brains together to analyze the problem in American society among dysfunctional youth. And a very high percentage of dysfunctional youth. One of the things from the study that was found was that 4 out of 5 children today who are born in the USA are illegitimate. A nation of illegitimate children. And if we extend that throughout Europe, throughout Africa, and within our country also, we see that how many illegitimate children are born. Majority of the people are illegitimate. Hazrat Maulana Umarji Rahmatullah Ali, one of our very, very senior ulama, pioneer ulama of this country, he once said that a nation which is illegitimate produces illegitimate acts as well. Their actions are illegitimate as well. And if we go to see all the fitna, where does it emanate generally? From Europe and America, and then it's exported throughout the world. Illegitimate nations per se. So this is what happens. So the average, in the study, one of the things they found was that an average American marriage, it lasts 7 years. These are just statistics. It lasts 7 years. And that too, those are not 7 happy years. They are sometimes very, very trying years. And the Surgeon General of America at that time, he made a statement that one of the most dangerous places for an American woman is her actual home. The home, which is a place of sanctuary, it's a place of peace, it's a place of sukoon. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, it's a place of mawadda and rahma, becomes one of the most dangerous places due to physical abuse by husbands of their spouses, or in America we'll say partners. So this is the harsh reality. Now in 2024, when we broke down the statistics for the whole year, we realized that 50% of the problem that we were dealing, we're talking about Muslim community, where marriage, alhamdulillah, is alive. it is Allah's ihsan upon us that we do not live in an illicit relationship and have children. Marriage is very much alive in our community. So in our community, today a time has actually come that, you know, if a person, his son gets married to a woman, we make shukr. Because we are seeing, we know what has been legitimized in our country. And the Muslim community hasn't been immune from it either. That so many in our Muslim community, unfortunately, wa na'udhu billah, they have become homosexual and they've engaged into actual legal homosexual relationships and marriages. So, Arjuni, from the actions of the people of Lut alayhi salatu was salam. So, 50% of the problem was substance abuse. 50%. And that's perhaps one of the most difficult things to solve, substance abuse. And substance abuse will automatically lead to all other forms of abuse as well. Because it's such an addiction, substance abuse, that it's very difficult to solve. The success rate for substance addiction or substance abuse, the actual success rate is under 10%. And if we go to one of the most successful rehabs in Durban, if we go there, they themselves will tell you that the success rate is minimal. Because once this addiction has now become accustomed to the human body, there will always be a craving. And it just escalates and escalates, and there's no strata of society immune from it. Whether it's the poor, whether it's the middle class, whether it's the very wealthy, every aspect of society has been impacted by this problem, this scourge. And in this country, with marijuana especially having been decriminalized, and it's legal now, doesn't make it halal in any way, but it has made it much more accessible that we find these businesses operating, selling drugs, narcotics. But it is so far spread and so common that fathers do not even know what's happening under their roofs. And leave alone males affected by this. There are many, many females in the Muslim community who are substance abusing. If we go to the rehab, we'll see the number of females, Muslim females. And sad to say, ironically, there are many huffaz who are in the rehab. How can huffaz be in a rehab? People who have memorized the Quran and Majid. We are dealing regularly with huffaz. Just this week that went by, there is not a week that goes by that there is some marital problem that doesn't go to the jamiat, but it comes to individuals. And just this week, I had to deal with a Hafiz al-Quran abusing drugs and leading on to abuse, physical abuse in the home, verbal abuse, etc. So going back to just share some statistics. So that was a major problem. Then the second problem was financial abuse. Or lack of financial support. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it incumbent on the husband to provide for his wife. That is our social responsibility. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it, that a woman doesn't have that burden on her. She needs to remain within the home. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ She must remain firmly within the home. It's the duty of the males who are responsible for her, to fend for her, to take care for her. So this is one major problem. And what the reality on the ground, why we may say this, the reality on the ground is joblessness. There's people are unemployed. And this is a reality. People are not earning enough to sustain themselves. People are hugely in debt. They are sitting with huge overdrafts. This is the harsh reality, that times are tough in terms of financial stability in our community. And post-COVID and post-looting, and post-flooding have made it very difficult. These three aspects have also contributed to the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one of the objectives of the entire COVID lie was the economic reset. And we can see that how many small businesses have ceased to exist because of this problem. And this is one of their schemes against humanity. Not against the Muslim Ummah only, but against humanity. Then came looting in our country, which had a tremendous impact on our society. Then the financial scandals in our community, the theft of funds, etc., investment schemes, etc., that played a major role in our community as well. And other factors, the economic factors generally, the recessionary environment that we live in. So these have played a fair part. So it's not always that the husband does not want to provide. It's not, he can't manage to provide. And this is the reality. So that was another issue. Then physical abuse. The majority of abuse in the community is still perpetrated by males. 90%. It's not that women are not guilty of it also. Yes, women are also guilty. You'll be surprised. Women are also guilty of several types of abuse. But by and large, it's men who are still the abusers. In Gujarati, they say, which is something not correct. The people of the past used to say, ke, taro janazo khali nikar hai. That when you get married, that you mustn't leave the home, only your janazah must. That's wrong. That's not Islam. That's not our deen. If a woman is abused in a marriage, in a home, just to avoid a breakup of the marriage, we let her be abused. And this has happened in our past, in our communities. For decades, women were severely abused. Physically, verbally, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, they were abused. And fathers refused to entertain any aspect of those girls returning home. Yet we find in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, the great virtue when a girl is returned. If she's divorced and she's returned, Allah forbid, Allah protect our society. But we have to be realistic and factual as well. We do not live in a fairy tale world. We do not live in a perfect world. So this is another aspect. Then emotional abuse. Emotional abuse is playing a large factor in the mental health of our people, of our community. When a woman is constantly emotionally abused, what impact does it have on her physical health? Her mental health. Mental health is something that is neglected in our community. It's something very, very serious and important to consider. Then the lack of commitment. The lack of commitment in a marriage. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, to mention him again. Whenever he used to perform a nikah, then what he used to give advices at the time, he says, nikah is not about my rights. You know, my rights. Nikah, in essence, he used to say, is about fulfilling the other person's rights. If you fulfill her rights, she fulfills your rights, then you'll have a happy marriage. And how some of those marriages were led by example of our akabirin. Just to give another example, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji again, these are our akabirin. Baraka lies with them, speaking about them, learning about them. Hazrat Maulana Umarji rahmatullah alayhi once mentioned to us, as young people, he says, I am married over 50 years. I am married over 50 years. He says, in over 50 years, I have never raised my voice to my wife. Leave alone getting angry. Leave alone getting angry. Angry is one thing. I have never raised my voice. Neither have I ever looked at her with anger. Sometimes you don't have to raise your voice, but that one look says it all. So I've never looked at her with anger also. So look at the quality. He says that, listen, one dua I made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, oh Allah, bless me with Jannah. I'm not worthy of it. But when you give me Jannah, make my wife of this world my hoor in Jannah. So we told him, we're not saying Ameen to that dua. So he said, I don't want the hoors of Jannah also. Make my wife my hoor in Jannah. And Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, what a simple life he led. Coming to Hazrat Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, this is his place. Of residence. This is his place of the effort of tabligh and da'wah. This is the stronghold of tabligh and da'wah. Hazrat Haji Bhai Rahmatullah Alayhi, he also led by example. And he said that, Ye shadi mati ech kari naqwa. From this word shadi, take out the word ech and make it a sadi shadi. Which is in line with the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that a nikah which is with the least amount of expenses, least amount of trouble, has the most barakah. And when his son got married, Maulana Ahmad Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he got married, he's perhaps the only person that I know, I don't know of any others, there may be other people, but this one sunnah of walima, of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his nikah with Hazrat Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Safiya binti Huyay bin Akhtab, which happened in Khaybar in the 7th year of the Hijrah, and the walima took place after the conquest of Khaybar. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba ikram that is a walima of Safiya to that effect, and whatever you have, you present it, and that will be the walima of Safiya, my wife Safiya. So this sunnah, I know Haji Bhai Fadia rahmatullah alayhi, he made an alan after the nikah that my son's walima will be taking place tomorrow. Whatever you got, you bring it forward and you present it and I will present, and that's how the walima took place, with absolute simplicity and reviving the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there are other factors. The other factors, time is up. This is a topic that's just being conscientized. If one can't do justice to this topic, perhaps the whole year, if one speaks about this unity, of this marital distresses that we are having, it won't be enough. If 52 Jummas, the same topic is discussed, different aspects. Time is up, but nonetheless, our deen has got solutions. And we need to draw from those solutions, and we need to make our marriages, we need to make our houses into homes. We can buy the best of houses. It doesn't translate into a home. A home is a sanctuary. A home is a place where a person wants to go. Sometimes you'll find a person after Isha, Maulana, I don't want to go home. He's going to pull some time here. I don't want to go home. I don't know what the dragon is going to do there, what she's going to say. So that's the people, and a person will yearn to go back to his home. Because that's his castle. That's his place of sanctuary. That's his fortress. So a person must yearn to be going home and meeting with his family members. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about a condition in us that we've got so many problems globally. We know that the Middle East is suddenly a muddle east. It's raging. It's in flames. We all know. That's something we all are aware of what's happening globally. But while this whole world is in chaos, let us get our homes in order. Let us get those homes, make them happy homes, peaceful homes. And this help, sometimes we need help. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. There are happy moments and there are perfect moments within a marriage. But there's no such thing as a perfect marriage. Everything can't be perfect. Everything can't be how we want it to be. We're dealing with human beings, with emotions, with thoughts, with intelligence. So, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself had times in his life when he was upset with his wives. There was an occasion when one of his wives, Azwaj al-Mutahharat, Ummul Mu'mineen, called one of the other wives a Yahudiya, that she's a Jewess. Allah's Nabi got so upset with this Ummul Mu'mineen that for 2 months he did not speak to her. So he had stresses in marriage. So every one of us will have our own individual kind of stresses. But it's how we manage problems. It's about managing issues. That's the critical issue, and that's the critical thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about sukoon in our community, within our marriages. Bring about tranquility and give us the tawfiq to fulfill each other's rights and hukuk. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.